It is a privilege to be here today, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity. First of all, I thank the leadership of Follow Shirkan to listen to the voice of God, because there's nothing which is happening by accident, because God is in control of everything. Amen. I appreciate your invitation, and I say thank you very much. So, and I know that God is with us because He's Emmanuel, and His word is here with us. Amen. So, without taking long time, we are going to see the epistle of Luke chapter 7 from verse 36. Amen. The Bible says this: when one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in the town who lived in a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he should know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she's a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," Simon replied and said, "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Hallelujah. The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Amen. Amen. I believe most of you, or many of you, have read this text. You know the text. And this is a wonderful story concerning Jesus. We know that Jesus came here on earth to deliver people. Hallelujah. To give life. Amen. And we know that if we see in the chapter 7, we can see where Jesus has manifested the power of God through the deeds, what he has done. Hallelujah. We can see from verse 1 to 10 that Jesus experienced a challenge through a centurion who has a servant who was sick. And this man trusted Jesus because he has got a revelation of who Jesus is. And the servant was sick, and Jesus asked to go, but the servant said, no. I know that you have the power, you have authority, hallelujah. You can say one word and the things will be okay. And Jesus was touched with that reaction, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus needs people who have trust in him, who can trust his word that he is able to change situations, hallelujah. Amen. And secondly, in this chapter, we can see that this widow woman has lost his only one son. And Jesus got compassion for this woman. And the compassion of Jesus brought the power of God to be manifested and heal, bring back the son to be arise again. Hallelujah. Jesus is someone who has compassion to anyone who desire help from him. Hallelujah. Amen. And the third, we can know that John the Baptist, who has cried in desert saying that prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And once Jesus started the ministry, and John Baptist was doubting on who Jesus was. And he sent even people, say, ask him, is the one who supposed to come or we are going to wait someone else? Doubt can be to anyone here who believe in Jesus. Doubt can come, and sometimes the devil can bring doubt in our minds, even though we are saved, even though you have received Jesus from long time. But the only thing we can trust, we look back what Jesus has done in your life. And the answer of Jesus was that he said, go and tell him, the blind recover sight, the lame can walk, the miracles are happening, hallelujah, the work of God is done. That's why people are able to doubt on what you are doing in fellowship. They will doubt if you are serving God or you are doing things by your own. But let people see the manifestation of the power of God. I was touched when you are singing about the blood of Jesus, the blood who cleans us, shed on the cross of Calvary, and bring us to be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Because we have trusted Jesus, the work he has done. Hallelujah. Doubt is a part of our lives as believers, as servants of God, as those who have been redeemed. Hallelujah. And the fourth act is that Jesus was invited to someone. That's what we are going to listen. He's invited by a Pharisee, Simon. I don't know why he invited him. I don't know if he need to be famous because he know Jesus, because he has walked with him. He saw how Jesus has operated miracles. Hallelujah. There are people who we follow you, we invite you because what you are doing or who you are, because they can find something in your life. They can profit your presence. Hallelujah. They can be known because you are a friend of pastor here or someone who is very important in this. But we need to know only Jesus is the one who changed lives. And whenever Jesus visits somewhere, whenever Jesus goes somewhere, he has to make his touch. Fingerprint that he was there. When Jesus is in the church, life will not remain the same, because there to change lives. Hallelujah. It has to be the manifestation of power. Hallelujah. Simon invited Jesus, and Jesus, because he knew why he's invited, he accepted. There are some people you can invite somewhere, I don't know, here in Norway, but there are some people you can invite and they say, no, I cannot go there. It can happen. But Jesus is humble. Whenever, whoever is, you invite Jesus, he will come. He will come because he wants to deal with your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to do what you cannot do by your own. And he get there. And by God's grace, a sinful woman came. Get inside. I was thinking, how this woman get inside in that house? How come when you invite somebody, especially a very important person, you have to make some security outside? But no one stopped her. She went straight on Jesus. Hallelujah. I love this action. She broke the protocols of that country where she was. She went because she has decided. She said, I've heard someone who can change my life. I've heard that he's there. Hallelujah. I'm not invited in a party, but I will go. Hallelujah. Determination. In our lives, we need determination. Hallelujah. She went there. She didn't introduce herself. My name is this, I do this, I was this. No. Straight on. She had a purpose and a goal to go there, to meet Jesus, to come to the feet of Jesus. Say, I am here, Lord. She started to cry. And one thing which touched me, people of God, men and women of God, she didn't went empty hand. She brought the bottle, alabaster. It was a perfume which is valuable. I think it was one of things she was cherishing and said, I do not have something to give, but this perfume, I will bring it. Alabaster is a small bottle you can hang on your neck, hallelujah, containing perfume, and she started to anoint Jesus. Hallelujah. What she had, she put on Jesus. Do we have things that we have given to Jesus? Say, hey, these things, I don't know. I need to bring them to you, Jesus, because you deserve it. Hallelujah. Not only the perfume, she started to cry. The sign of repentance. She repent. She acknowledged sinful she was. Say, I'm not worthy to come before you. She cried. Even in that action, she didn't come straight on face to face to Jesus. She went back, Jesus, because she was not worthy to come before Jesus. Hallelujah. This is powerful. This is powerful. She knelt down, she humbled herself, and cried. Have you one day cried to Jesus and say, Jesus, these things, it is very hard to leave it, but you are able. You can deliver me from these things. Hallelujah. The broken heart for Jesus. And when people, they see how you are devoted to serve God, to follow Jesus, to ask Jesus to change your life, there will be people who will stop you, will neglect you, will despise you, will judge you according to who you are or who they think you are. Hallelujah. They will characterize you by your outside. Simon was not interested to know how this woman came, but he turned his mind and face, start to judge Jesus, to doubt on Jesus. If this man was a prophet, he should know who this woman is. He invited someone he didn't know. Hallelujah. That's one first mistake. But we have God who read our mind, who is able to search our heart. Now he knows what you are thinking about me.
He knows what you are thinking about yesterday, today. He knows everything about you. That's the greatness of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He knows everything. Before even we open our mouth, he knows. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And Jesus turned to this man, Simon, and bring a parable. I love the way Jesus speaks. He speaks in the way, if it's not inspiration from heaven, it's very hard to understand. And he asked concerning these two doctors, hallelujah, and Simon, he was wise and clever, but he was blinded in a spiritual way. He could not understand what Jesus was meaning. Hallelujah. And he asked Simon, he responded. And Jesus said this, well judged. Well judged. Well judged. All of us, we are debtors. We have sinned. The Bible is clear in Romans 3:23, say, all have sinned and have been separated from the glory of God. Hallelujah. Jesus want to brought this man to understand that even though you have invited, even though you have a beautiful house, even though you think you are most a very important person, there's something you have to know. You are a sinner. And if even though you think you are not a great sinner, so let me challenge you. This sinful woman, who is known everywhere as her sinners are so huge. She's forgiven. And you, the one who is not the great sinner, you will be forgiven small, but the joy will not the same. Will not be the same. Hallelujah. The one who has a great credit will be joyful. 10 millions. Oh, DNB has canceled it. Hallelujah. And the 500 krona say, hallelujah. So we rejoice because we are sinners and Jesus is there to forgive us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. That's wonderful. We have to know that all of us have sinned. We are sinners. This grace of God is the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us every morning, every day, every moment. Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. One thing and again which touched me. This woman came closer to Jesus. There are people who see Jesus far away. They have heard of Jesus, of their fathers of fathers. But this woman, she needed to meet Jesus face to face. Hallelujah. That's why we rejoice in the Lord. That's why we know that Jesus is the one who gives hope. Hallelujah. My topic is this: hope in Christ. Amen. Hope in Christ. She was hopeless. She was someone who has an identity. Is it Choretoy? Choretoy? Plate. Huh? Plate. They check the plate. They say, she's a sinner. She's a prostitute. She has identity. But Jesus came to change that identity. As you and me, we were perished. We were sinners. We were people without hope. But Jesus, on the cross, he said, everything is finished. You are forgiven. We are forgiven. Now that's why we dare to call us children of God. Men and women of God. That's why there is a zeal in you to join the congregation of God. You have a zeal to share with the people about Jesus because Jesus has touched you, has changed your identity, has brought you to be someone. You were no one, but he made you to be someone. Hallelujah. So I glorify God for the challenge we met every single day as believers. You know, we are surrounded by many witnesses. And that's why we need to display Christ in us. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And Jesus, after challenging Simon, he turned to this woman and said, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. Is it okay? Are we together? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when they talk about Jesus, I feel joy. I cannot control my emotions. This woman could not control her emotions because Jesus is someone who breaks protocols. Hallelujah. So, after being forgiven, how many minutes I still have? You didn't say hallelujah, because I want to respect. It's good, because it's good to respect the protocols of the church. Amen. Ikasant, it's a very, very, yes, very important. And people, the guests, were upset. I said, what is that to forgive sins? Even the guests didn't know the one they came to see. There are people, they don't know really Jesus. But praise God, the one who say know Jesus more does not know. We need to know him more and more, day by day. Once we read the Bible, we read the word of God, we seek his presence, more we know him. Paul says this, I want to know Lord and know the power of your resurrection. More we see God, more he reveals himself to us. But there are people who we doubt on you. Is this man and woman, is he saved, really saved? Your heart knows how much you know Jesus. And your heart knows how much you need Jesus. Hallelujah. But day by day, we need to seek Jesus. And this guest, they were upset. They say, who is that one? Who are those people who claim to be saved? Who are those people who say they have been washed by the blood of Jesus? Who are those people who say that they are going in heaven? Hallelujah. See the confusion in people. But you know who you are. You know the identity of Christ. Hallelujah. There are people who will be with you, but do not know how much you have relationship with Jesus. The only thing is that do your best, not judge people, not do evil, because Jesus is someone who does good everywhere. Hallelujah. Because he came on earth to destroy the work of the devil. Amen. Amen. That's why Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. The sin of this woman is not forgiven because she cried or she brought the alabaster perfume. She was forgiven because she has understood that there's no hope if it's not Jesus. She was expecting to meet Jesus and to surrender everything, her life, no matter what it can cost. Because if, I don't know if you have been somewhere, there is a thief. When they catch a thief, the thief is ashamed to let see his face or her face. But this woman didn't care. She didn't care. She went straight to Jesus. And this boldness to come to Jesus, no matter what they have said, bring Jesus to understand. This woman is determined to know me and to be mine. Hallelujah. That's the way this Sunday there are people who are enjoying outside, but to decide to come to fellowship with the congregation, fellowship. That's wonderful. It shows the desire of seeking God. Hallelujah. Let people judge you no matter what. Hallelujah. But you know who you are in Christ Jesus. The giver of hope. Jesus didn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one who changed life. Hallelujah. My life has been changed because when I met Jesus, he destroyed many things in my life. Or as well for you, even if you don't enumerate them. Hallelujah. Jesus is the greater I am. Where he is, things change. Hallelujah. When Jesus came in your house, really, he will change things. When Jesus comes in your relationship, he changes. But it's up to you to decide to humble yourself and say, I surrender everything. I lay my crown, because there are people, they have crown. And they are higher, like this Pharisee. And when you lay everything before Jesus, Jesus will change your life. Jesus will restore what the devourer has eaten from you. Jesus is able to change the time that the devil has beaten you and bring back and let you enjoy. It is time to revive, to bring people to understand that Jesus is alive. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is the giver of hope. Hallelujah. What hope is in your life? Do we hope on what we have as material, in money, in our beauty, in our languages? No. We need to hope in Jesus Christ, him alone. Hallelujah. To finish, I'll say this. As the sinner was forgiven, I believe that he didn't went back to the same thing, because when Jesus touched you, he will many times say, go and sin no more. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. And once we turn our eyes, our life to Jesus, we don't need to go back to do what we used to do. Hallelujah. That's why whoever has received Jesus and trust him, hallelujah. Maybe he was a sinner, maybe she was a sinner, but he got the grace and the power to become a child of God. That's why this journey is a wonderful journey with Jesus. Without Jesus, we live in hopeless situations. We live in darkness. But with Jesus, we have hope and we have life. Because he came, as it says in John 10:10, he came to give us life, life in abundance. Hallelujah. So we are in Mission Shirka, Mission Husse, Ilanghus. We are children of God because Jesus is with us. There's one identity I can be proud of, to be known by Jesus. May I pray? Yes. Heavenly Father, we give you glory. I say thank you for your mercy. We say thank you that you know even our thoughts. Before even we open our mouth, you know what is inside our heart. The same way you have exposed Simon is the same way those who doubt on your power will be exposed, because you are God. You change not. Father, I say thank you for this wonderful opportunity you gave us to be with our family. Follow Shilka. God, bless the leadership in the name of Jesus. Allow them to know you more and more as well. We are seeking you, God. I said thank you for the pastor of this church. Heavenly Father, I said thank you that more we are together, as the Bible says, how it's great and good to see brethren to be together in unity. It's where miracles and wonders happens. God, you know the heart of Simon. You know the heart of this forgiven woman. You knew even them before they met. That's the way you knew us, and you know us still. purify our heart, purify our mind. God, build your church upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ. Purify everyone. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the cross of Jesus is where we find peace, is where we find victory. Thank you, Father. Bless every heart, every mind. In Jesus' name I pray and I believe. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.